What a comeback on this weekend, Jason, to just even force overtime. You win it in overtime, but maybe let's just talk about that third period comeback. A lot of resolve shown by your team, down 3-1, over 9 minutes left to come back and tie this game.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we weren't disappointed with how the game was going. If anything, you know, I think we were disappointed with the fact that we were playing as good as we were, and mm-hmm. we were behind 2-1 with the shot attempts and the shots on everything that was happening. Our power play, I thought, carried a lot of momentum for our group, and it's one of those games where the power play clicks, but it doesn't get a goal.
Yeah.
But it carried that momentum, and the guys, I thought, skated really well tonight. We didn't panic in the third after that goal happens after the time. See, there could have been a different reaction, but our guys, you know, said the right stuff. The next shift went out, got that goal, and we talked about just getting pucks to the net, and that's exactly what Ty did on that tying goal there. So, you know, kudos to our group there for the comeback tonight and their effort, and, you know, rewarded with a W in the overtime.
It's nice because it is the last game of the weekend as we pucks the net. It seemed like Lancaster, who was sharp tonight but had rebounds coming off of him, and it seemed like for the most part up until the third it was a struggle or a challenge to get to those secondary chances. But then you obviously did a good job on that 3-2 goal and then get a rebound in overtime.
Yeah, we got to give credit to Mary. You know, they did a good job in limiting our second and third opportunities in the first two periods there. And, you know, we eventually cracked that shell and were able to get that rebound there for, I think it was Nasher that banged home that second goal there. So, you know, it was important for us to get that second and third wave to the net there. And, you know, eventually it happened. And I think you just have to keep pounding away at that. And, you know, the guys did a really good job of staying with the game plan and, you know, once again, rewarded with that W.
Some standout performances. You talked about Joe Leahy, Jared Nash getting their first goals of the year, Mitch Meek his first of the year, Leahy and Nash getting their first BCHL goals. When we talk about Leahy, he seemed more confident in the offensive zone with the puck, led that 3-on-2 rush, had a couple chances after his goal. I thought him and Mendel had a pretty solid night. Both were pushing the puck offensively at times as well.
Yeah, you know, we've tasked Joe and Griff with being our shutdown guys to go against their top groups there, which, you know, in a way sometimes limit their offensive capabilities. But tonight, you know, even in the small ice surface here, we saw them skating the puck a lot more than they normally have. And, you know, it was nice to see Joe lead a rush there and with an opportunity. And, you know, he's got a shot. We have yet to see it. But I think tonight is a sign of things to come for him. And hopefully, you know, the floodgates open for our back end there.
The floodgates opened with that 3-2 goal by Nash. We talked about that response, what, 15 seconds after a goal. How big is that for a team to, as you mentioned, stay the course, but get that success and that immediate result that quickly?
Yeah, I think it comes back to the most important shift of the game is the one after a goal, and it can go either way. You want to either bump up your group or that other group's got to hold their momentum. And for us, you know, they took it up another notch, and it was a good forecheck. There was a rebound, and, you know, we talked about having our guy off the weak side there with those rebounds, and Nasher was in the right spot at the right time and was rewarded. So, you know, that bump up shift, we like to call it, is you know, it's important on both sides of the coin here.
Lost in the shuffle maybe is Nolan Hildebrand getting his second career win. I thought he was terrific late, made two big saves late in regulation, one off Tyler Ward, I should say, of Merritt, and another one on a right pad save in tight, I think, on Henry Claycorn, if I'm not mistaken. I thought he really stepped up in critical situations in the late going for your hockey team.
Yeah, no, we got to give credit to Hildy for sure. You know, to have a start in this rink with the bounces and the smaller ice surface and, you know, all the stories that we get with it, you know, I thought he responded well. You know, I'm sure he'd want to look at those first two again, but, mm-hmm. you know, credit to him that he stood in there and held his ground and made saves when we need him in the third period there after we got within one and then obviously tied it up and then, you know, holds the fort with the two small ones in overtime there for us.